Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the weekend forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today we may see 1 to 3 inches of new snow with temperatures raising to 26 degrees early, then dropping to a reading of 16 degrees by 5 p.m. East wind 8 to 15 miles an hour with gusts as high as 26 miles an hour. This evening and overnight, snow likely, mainly before 9 p.m., cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy with a low around 5, wind chill values as low as 7 below, blustery with a northeast wind 11 to 16 miles an hour, gusting as high as 28 miles an hour. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 17, wind chill values as low as 8 below 0, northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming light east in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 20. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 4 degrees. Wind chill values as low as 6 below. Calm wind becoming south 5 to 7 miles an hour in the evening. And on Sunday, a 30% chance of snow afternoon. Mostly cloudy with a high near 21. And in the news for today, the United States Supreme Court made a decision on Thursday to block Democratic President Joe Biden's mandate for testing employees of any business with more than 100 employees if they do not submit to vaccination for the coronavirus. But at the same time, the court upheld a regulation issued by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services that mandates vaccines for almost all employees at hospitals, nursing homes, and other healthcare providers that receive federal funds. The vote to invalidate the vaccine or test regulation was 6-3 along ideological lines, that according to NPR this morning. Justices Stephen Breyer, Sonia Sotomayor, and Elena Kagan, the court's three liberals, dissented. In an opinion written by Breyer, they said the conservative majority seriously misapplies the applicable legal standards and in doing so stymies the federal government's ability to counter the unparalleled threat that COVID-19 poses to our nation's workers. That again from NPR. After the court decision, Biden addressed reporters and said, quote, "I am disappointed that the Supreme Court has chosen to block common sense life-saving requirements for employees at large businesses that were grounded squarely in both science and the law," Biden said. Moving forward, he also said, "It is now up to states and individual employers to determine whether to make their workplaces as safe as possible for employees and whether their businesses will be safe for consumers during this pandemic by requiring employees to take the simple and effective step of getting vaccinated. Assessing the court's remain standing order on vaccinating or testing or laying off healthcare workers, Mayo Clinic has fired hundreds of employees for not receiving a COVID vaccine. The Rochester, Minnesota-based health system has confirmed it has fired more than 700 employees, roughly 1% of a total of 73,000, across all of Mayo's clinic locations, including in La Crosse. Mayo Clinic instituted a company-wide January 3, 2022 deadline to receive at least one dose of COVID-19 vaccine and not being overdue for a second dose for the Moderna and Pfizer versions. Only medical or religious exemptions were allowed, the majority of which were approved. Back in September 2021, Republicans in the state legislature condemned the president's proposal about employee testing and vaccinating. They said they plan to sue Biden's administration. In Wisconsin, 66.4% of adults have received at least one dose of the vaccine, according to the State Department of Health Services. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.